This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Gary King, K-I-N-G, date of birth 6-22 of 1946. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. King with biopsy-proven hypertensive nephrosclerosis and type 2 diabetes, also anemia of chronic disease and COPD. His last visit was July 16th of this year. He was hospitalized from 10/21 through 10/25 for acute exacerbation of COPD. He's feeling better and breathing is easier, and he is oxygen dependent. Today he does have his oxygen with him in the office. And he has been treated with Aranesp and iron infusions for low hemoglobin. And with his most recent labs done 10/25/24, he'll require another few doses of Aranesp, 150 microgram every 2 weeks to increase the hemoglobin greater than 10. He is tired. That's his main complaint today. Breathing is better after being released from the hospital. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no current purulent sputum, no hemoptysis. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. He does take K-Exalate 15 grams twice a week for chronically high potassium levels. Also calcium acetate 667 milligrams three times a day prior to meals for elevated phosphorus levels. The patient received a letter stating that phosphorus binders are not going to be covered anymore for Medicare Part D patients, and that may have to be substituted. Probably we could use extra-strength Tums, a 650 milligram, with each meal, and that would work very similarly to calcium acetate and be slightly less expensive. And that was explained to the patient, and they will check the price of the Tums at the dosage of 750 milligrams. But they will continue on the calcium acetate until it's not covered anymore. I also want to highlight the finasteride 5 milligram once a day. He is on Lantus insulin, Duoneb every 6 hours per home nebulizer. Lasix is 20 milligram daily, Trelegy Ellipta daily, Novolog regular insulin with meals, and Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 144 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 72. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 50. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are very diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no rub. Abdomen soft without ascites, no edema. And labs, the most recent labs were done 10/25/24. The hemoglobin is 9.3, so we will treat with Aranesp, 150 microgram every 2 weeks. Normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine 3.07 with estimated GFR of 20. Calcium's 9.6, sodium 140, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide is 22. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs monthly. 2, anemia of chronic disease, secondary to the stage 4, chronic kidney disease. He will be treated with Aranesp 150 microgram every 2 weeks. 3, recent exacerbation and hospitalization for COPD, currently improved. And the patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.